Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Chances are you're driving right now in a used car, you know, car that someone else owned. Mm-hmm. Maybe you bought your home from somebody else. I mean, shoot, you might even have some used clothing on, you know, consignment stores and such.
Yeah.
You know, using other people's products is not uncommon in most realms. Would you use used makeup? Well, there is a trend that's growing, and I admittedly don't wear much makeup unless I'm going over to the TV side every now and then. But I don't know much about makeup, but my impression was that makeup wasn't something that is ever reused between people. Unless you go over to our friends in Japan and ask them. It is a trending trend there where people are using or reusing makeup to get lower costs. As apparently, you know, the bigger brands, like the bigger designer makeup
brands,
are expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So to hedge against the cost, they're using makeup. Now, if Angelina Jolie or, say, even Rihanna said, hey, the Fenty makeup is half price, but you've got to use, you know, the used version, would anyone here use that?
Like the samples and stuff?
Not even just the sample, like stuff that someone previously owned.
No, because I wouldn't even take it from my sisters when they were doing their makeup. It's just, ugh.
So women don't even use makeup between each other, right? That's not
well, they probably do, but Caitlin and I are like, no. Hazmat suit. No.
There's a sanitary thing there, no?
Big time,
especially around your eyes.
Yeah, like I think back on Sephora had to settle a lawsuit with a customer who just claimed, I don't even know that it was necessarily proven, but she claimed that she got cold sores after sampling a lipstick.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Now, I don't know that it was proven, but I'm pointing out that, you know, the tester section at anywhere, like at Sephora or at Shoppers or anywhere where you buy makeup, it's iffy. I know they do their best to sanitize them, but I don't know. This is a breaking ground.
What I've seen sometimes is they'll use like a cotton swab. And they'll like take out some and put it on you, but then they'll use a different one for someone else?
Yes, they do that behind the counter. Yes, you're absolutely right. Like if you're trying a line out, especially an expensive one, they will do that for sure. So they, they'll do that at Holt Renfrew and that sort of thing.
But and you can see them do it. But I'm not seeing anyone do that before they sell this makeup.
Well, right. No, that's right. So you might have like some colors did not hit the market as well as they wanted. Mm-hmm. So they take some of those samples, they put it into retail house price, and you don't know who has touched that.
So how much is like a really expensive makeup kit or color or something like that? Like what is a makeup brand or color that someone's probably willing to go half on?
So I think you've hit the crux of the issue here, is that some of these brands now are so expensive.
Really?
An eyeshadow palette can be, you know, $80. You can have lipstick frequently $50. And the thing is, it's not to say that there aren't really great, more affordable options than that. It's just if you have this brand obsession with, you know, Chanel or Dior makeup, then maybe you're willing to buy used makeup. Really? I don't know.
Like I personally love Tom Ford. Mm-hmm. I love lipsticks from Tom Ford. He's a great designer. So he got into the makeup world. So you're talking about could be $48, could be $73. Depends on what the color is.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the most guy question.
Go ahead.
Can you really tell the difference, like with the Tom Ford from the Rexall brand?
Kate, let me just tell you this. There's something about taking out, I need sexy music, taking out my lipstick.
Yeah.
And it says Tom Ford on it. And I put it on my lips and then I put, that is very sexy.
Is that what it feels like?
I twirl it open and I twirl it closed and I put it back into its little case and put it back in my bag. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm not sharing it with anybody.
I had no idea. Okay. Well, listen, save the couple loonies and get the brand new one, because I'm concerned about your health.
I'm telling you, you're always buy fresh.
All right. Yeah. Buy fresh.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Morning, 6:30. The Breakfast Battle happens right here on Chum 104.5. Marilyn versus Team Jamar.
You're probably wondering, how did Team Marilyn do last week? Because I'm very concerned about her welfare. Well, I didn't do well at all.
Oh, really? What happened here?
Well, you know, Richie and Caitlin, they just kind of, they won it all.
Okay, well. Yeah. Let's see if she can come back. Not. I'm ready to win. on Team Marilyn this morning is Michelle. Hey, Michelle, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
How you feeling? You feeling good, Michelle? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm excited.
Where's the confidence? I need the confidence. Okay, that's all I
got. It's all about the confidence, okay. Melissa.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome
to Team Jamar. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jamar?
Great, great. Where are you both from, by the way? Melissa, where are you from?
Mississauga.
Mississauga, all right. And Michelle?
Toronto.
Toronto, great. Oh, so it's a city and a burbs type of thing.
It is. Although Toronto really encapsulates Scarborough.
Sure.
My hometown.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. The topic this morning is back to school supplies and a really cool prize if you win this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be an Acer Chromebook laptop with Intel cell phone charger and charging bank brought to you by The Source, the back to school destination for all your tech needs. And guess what? Michelle, you and I are up first. You ready?
Ready.
Let's go back into time. Let's go into a time warp. Go back into high school. Okay, you ready for this? Here we go. Caitlin, take us in.
Okay, Michelle, your 30 seconds starts now.
This is also known as a knapsack.
Backpack.
What you use to measure and make straight lines.
Ruler.
You use this to cut paper.
Scissors.
A marker to make a line of a text stand out, usually in yellow.
Highlighters.
The old school way of correcting a mistake made in pen.
Whiteout.
You use this when your pencil is dull.
Sharpener.
You put this on your locker drawer to protect the contents.
Lock.
You need this to attach several pieces of paper.
Staple.
Like a pencil, but with ink.
Pen.
How many? How many?
9 out of 9, Michelle.
Wait, if that was a pop quiz at school, you get an A minus.
Gold star.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking at the teacher's pet over there like, hey, we can do better. Okay, Melissa, let's think school. Let's think school supplies, and let's get into battle. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Caitlin, bring us in, please.
Melissa, your 30 seconds starts now.
Kids carry their lunches to school in this.
Lunchbox.
Kids color with these.
Crayons.
This is lead-filled, used for writing.
Pencil.
This is on the end of pencils to get rid of mistakes.
Eraser.
A tube that contains glue.
Blue stick.
You use this for measuring angles.
Protractor,
Yep. The cards that help you remember parts of speech.
Cue cards.
You put papers in a 3-ring.
Binder.
You figure out math equations on this device.
Calculator.
You need these things to organize different subjects in the binder.
Dividers.
Ah! Oh! Yeah! Hey! I've got one little problem with this.
What's the problem?
A tube that contains glue stick. You can't
Don't
use the same
the
word
messen-
in the same that, product.
Don't kill the messenger.
Congratulations. Man, you were good. That's A+, man, with a star on your forehead.
Woo!
That was a really well fought battle. Michelle, thank you so much for playing. And Melissa, you get that Acer Chromebook laptop with Intel cell phone charger and charging bank brought to you by The Source, the back to school destination for all your tech needs. Well done. Well done, both of you, actually. Yeah.
Awesome.
Why are school supplies so exciting, though?
I know.
Really?
I know. I went back last week because I had to go to pick up a couple things, and I touched all the paper binders, and I said, oh, I missed that.
Like, is there anything more enjoyable than opening a box of brand new crayons?
Fresh start, I think. That's what it feels like, right?
I think so, right? You almost don't even want to use them. I remember looking at the crayons and be like, I don't know which one I want to use first.
Yeah.
I don't want to use any of them.
I always use the red one first.
Really?
It was right in the middle.
Me? Green. Always the green one.
Okay.
I would love for you to text us right now at 104536. The text number is 104536.
Yeah.
The last lie you told to get out of plans with somebody, it's an epidemic. People trying to get out of their plans using, you know, lies and fibs and mistruths.
So why are you making the plan in the first place to cancel?
I will tell you something that the psychiatrist told me.
Okay.
It's people-pleasing. Sometimes people don't want to disappoint people. So what they do is they just agree to things, prematurely. And then once they make the agreement, they're like, ugh, I probably didn't want to do that. I do it all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Hour later, I'm like, ooh, I actually have to do it.
See, never do it on a Friday, because Friday you're feeling good.
Yes.
So the world is open to you. I'll do that next month on a Thursday night. So never make plans on a Friday. Like if it's a work-related thing, say, let me get back to you. My favorite phrase from my therapist a long time ago was, let me get back to you on
it's
that.
It's a good one. It's
like,
good
you know,
one.
Because they've thought about it. They want you to do that thing or attend this thing. Or
yes.
This could be a family occasion too. And so you have to think about it. Really look at your schedule saying, okay, let me get back to you on that. That's okay.
That's the thing. It's present day. So present day Caitlin shows a complete disregard for future Caitlin.
Right.
Every time.
Yes.
Present day Caitlin's like, yeah, sure, great.
And then when future Caitlin comes around, she's like, what did I agree to?
Who did this schedule?
And it was me.
And it was you. And exactly. So
and when people get out of these plans, you know, they're usually doing not the thing that they're saying they have to do. Like 76% of people, when they fake an excuse, they just really wanted to stay home and watch like Crave or Netflix. So and it just
is
binge watch.
It is that people please. But don't you let's say this though. When something is given to you as an opportunity and it isn't on a Friday and you really thought about I really want to do it, and then you get up to the day to do it and you don't want to do it, I question that myself all the time. Why does that happen? Like why does that happen? Where's that zest for life that you don't want to go out that night? Because there's so much good stuff happening at home. That's right. Because you're out on out and about all the time. Am I right?
Being home is a luxury.
It is a luxury.
We're so busy and we're pulled in so many directions. You know, mm-hmm. you got to drive the kids here and there. Or you got to, pick this up from the dry cleaners and this. You got to drop something off that could be mailed out. Just being home and enjoying house and enjoying doing nothing, which I did for a whole week the other day.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. It really is a luxury. So a lot of times when you get thrown with these plans, you just got to make these terrible excuses.
Okay, give me an excuse because I'm really bad at them.
Yeah, like someone just texted in. I told someone I had to go to a family reunion.
hey, you know what, though?
Yeah.
You're so right because when we were talking about this a couple minutes ago, you cannot put anything on social media.
Nope, because everyone verifies.
Something else.
Mm-hmm. You get caught. Social media has caught so many of my friends and family members in a fib or a lie or a double booking. Oh,
I like that family reunion thing.
Check this out. Most likely when people skip out on plans, they don't do it face to face or even by the phone. They do it by text.
Yes.
Because it's so much less personal.
Sorry, can't make it. And that's it. Okay.
It's funny. You do this all the time. Someone will ask us, hey, will you do something? You'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll get back to you. And what you won't do is call them and say, oh, I'm not doing it. Right. You'll send a text.
Okay.
I get those texts all the time.
As the non-parent in the room, do you guys ever use kids?
Are you kidding me?
I would think that's the best excuse in the world.
Listen, if you have no reason to have a baby, I'll give you one right now. Have a baby, it is a complete excuse for everything. Oh, the baby. I can't do it with the baby.
I get to do it again now.
Yeah.
I've got a babysit. Sorry about that.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic.
Let me know.
Rory McIlroy is trending this morning after winning the Tour Championship and FedEx Cup in golf yesterday. And if you're sitting in your car saying, but Caitlin, so what? Golf is boring. I'm looking at you, Jamar.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Well, listen to this. He took home $15 million yesterday.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe I'd play a little golf if there was a chance
exactly.
to win 15 mil.
And dead last at the championship, still won $395,000 U.S.
Jeez. For dead last.
Yeah. And next year, the purse is reportedly going to be $20 million.
No injuries. No broken ribs.
No concussions. Just a nice leisurely lawn stroll and some sunshine. So consider golf, kids.
I don't have to say. Listen, I played one round of golf in my life, and I decided that for the good of the sport, I will never play this game again. Ever. I was terrible.
I can't do 18. I can do 9.
You can do 9. Yeah, I start at 9.
And it's fun. After that, it's not fun. By 12, I've peaked.
There you go.
And that's not a good peak.
I was very angry to hear that you had to retrieve your own ball. Did you know you had to get your own balls when you played golf?
That's true.
What the hell?
You do need to know where those are to count your strokes properly.
You hit it like halfway across the world, then you got to go find it?
Yeah. I like to use the color ones because that way I can see it because, I find other people's.
I also want to congratulate Brooke Henderson, who came in third at the Canadian Women's Open this weekend.
Nice.
All right.
Now to the trending Breaking Bad news.
Okay.
Netflix announced there's going to be a Breaking Bad movie. That's right.
That's not bad news.
No. I mean,
it's good news.
It's a sequel of sorts. It's all about what happened to Jesse Pinkman, of course, played by Aaron Paul, since the series ended. It's called El Camino, and it will come out on October 11th.
Breaking bad news.
Yeah, breaking bad news.
Okay, is it good timing, slow timing? Could they have done this quick? What do you think?
It's the best possible timing for Canadians, because yeah. it is released for the Thanksgiving long weekend.
Ah.
And they know that holidays are a big viewing time because you're just sitting on the couch, eating food. There you go.
Check it out, Lainey's in the house for our E-Talk Entertainment Update. Hey, Lainey.
Good morning.
Good morning, too. Let's talk some royals.
Royal scandal.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so this has been my beef. Prince Andrew, this is a major story, right? His association with a now-dead registered sex offender and alleged rapist pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
That's a very, very weighty sentence.
Right, and so it should be a scandal. But they're making a scandal out of Meghan Markle's private jets instead. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, though. Last week, there was a tech and science writer who revealed that his agent once shared with him a story about going over to Jeffrey Epstein's house, and Prince Andrew was there, and the two of them, Epstein and Andrew, were getting foot massages administered by young Russian women.
Wow.
This is a gross visual.
That is
considering
a very...
what we know of Jeffrey Epstein and all of these reports, right? So this breaks late last week. Everybody's talking about Prince Andrew and the foot massages and the young Russian women administering them and the registered sex offender that he's friends with at his home.
Wow.
So Saturday, Prince Andrew releases a letter. This is unprecedented for royals. They don't just like write letters and try and explain themselves. The letter is a mess. He basically says, I didn't know this guy that well, but I've stayed at several of his residences.
Wow.
Did you not know him?
Right.
Or did you stay at several of his residences? He says, I didn't know or see or suspect any of this that he's being accused of. And we're like, oh, but he went to jail in 2008.
Yes.
For solicitation of underage prostitution. Gross. Mm-hmm. And you were at his house
still
getting foot massages in 2010.
Exactly.
Your friend, let me repeat, goes to jail.
Yes.
For being a pedo. You go to his house and get a foot massage by young Russian
and
women.
And secretly go to his house.
Yeah. This letter is a mess. It did nothing to clarify the situation. And more questions are coming up about why he was spending time with this person.
Well, this is rule number one in the rule book. Deny, deny, deny.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then this is rule number one, which we should care about. Let's focus on that and not on these private jet matters about Meghan and Harry and whether or not we should be mad that they were taking private jets. You have a mega scandal.
Agree.
Looking you in the face right now.
Total distraction.
You think it's going to go away?
No.
Okay.
Because
we were wondering about it. We were wondering about it last
those
week.
Those documents continue to leak.
Okay. All right.
And we'll find more and more out about this.
The Illuminati is at work. You know, they're going to try to pull the wool over our eyes.
Yeah.
VMAs are on tonight. Any anticipation of any kind of controversy before we say goodbye to you?
Taylor Swift opening the show.
Yeah.
This is the 10-year anniversary of I'ma Let You Finish.
I love it.
So I don't know. I'm not sure if she's just going to not address it completely or maybe do something cheeky. Look out for that. She opens the show. To close the show, though, the VMAs are happening for the first time in New Jersey. They're doing a New Jersey tribute. Queen Latifah, Wyclef Jean,
wow.
Naughty by Nature,
yeah.
Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
It is going to be a great closer to the show. So if you can stay up, stay tuned to the very end. And do not sleep on Missy Misdemeanor Elliott getting the Vanguard Award.
Lainey, thank you so much. E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock. I can't wait to see that show tonight.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh, wake up.
I love this show.
Chum 104.5.